So I'm here with Nick Patan of the Manitoba Moose. So Nick, in this calendar year 2015, you've played in the WHL, the NHL, the AHL, and the World Juniors. What have you noticed in the different levels of competition?
Obviously juniors, it's 16 to 20, it's less of a battle. Obviously in the NHL it's bigger, stronger, faster guys, and the pace is just a lot faster, and guys are where they're supposed to be and everything's quicker. From last night, it's hard to judge right away, but I guess it was a tad slower, not by much. Guys are still fast, but just got to get used to the pace and, used to guys in your team and where they're going to be and stuff like that. But for the most part, I thought last night went pretty well. Could have went either way. World Juniors is just an incredible experience with the crowds and the atmosphere, and you're playing against the best players in the world. So that at your age, so I think it's a little different than NHL and AHL.
Yeah. Is that something you'll be watching this year, the World Juniors?
Yeah, I'll probably tune in. It's always nice to watch it every year, even when I was younger. But after playing it, I think we still know guys that were on the team last year. They're going to be playing in it, so it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah. Between the NHL and the AHL specifically, most guys I know, they say the difference in size and strength is a big factor. Would you say that's the biggest difference, or is it, the time and space? Is it just the pure skill out there?
I think there's a little bit of everything. I mean, you're in the NHL for a reason. You got the skill to make plays. You got the skill to know where to be. You have the skating stride to, beat a guy. But like I said, I've only played one game, so you can't, you can't say much.
So obviously, getting sent down to the Moose this week, I'm sure you would have liked to stay in the NHL, but do you feel that maybe this is a bit of a blessing in disguise? Do you feel that the AHL might be the best place for you to develop?
It can go both ways. I think in the NHL, you develop quicker because you're with older guys, you're with the mentality of what you're going to do, how you're going to play in that high speed. And then another benefit's come down here, playing in my comfort zone, doing things that I'm used to doing, playing higher minutes, and just feeling confident out there.
Did the Jets give you a clear idea of what you need to do to get back to the NHL?
Yeah, I think just come down here, play my game, don't lose any of my habits that I had up there, work hard, hopefully... everybody wants to go back up and stuff like that, but just kind of play my game. My goal is to try and be the best player on the ice at all times here, so that's my goal for now.
Aside from strength, which obviously every young player needs to improve, what do you think the biggest thing you need to work on is?
I think just maybe just winning my one-on-one battles. I've always been good winning them, but I think against bigger, stronger guys in the NHL, just moving my feet a little bit quicker and not trying to slow the game down. I think that's one thing I had in junior. I love to slow the game down. Just trying to keep speeding it up. And, at times, there is time to slow it down and there's also time to speed it up. So just change of pace. I think that's something I got to work on. And I think the rest of it, the skill, the power play stuff will take care of itself.
Are there any players in the NHL, either today or that have played recently, that you model your game after? Some guys that come to mind might be Perreault with the Jets or Ray Whitney, who recently retired.
Yeah, I think growing up, I've always watched Martin St. Louis. That was sort of my guy. Not just because he's small, but just the way he plays and how he gets open and stuff like that. And growing up, Joe Sakic and Marcus Naslund were my two favorite players. So. I don't know. I think even now, last few years, you watch smaller guys in the NHL, you just learn a lot of new things.
Yeah. A couple more for you here. Early thoughts on Coach McCambridge?
Yeah, I think he's a great coach. I think he's coached me a few times in Penticton in the Young Stars tournament, so I've no complaints so far. I mean, he seems like a great guy. And,